This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon, live from the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library, we have a set from one of Chattanooga's most prolific songwriters, Ryan Oyer, solo with his guitar. He recently released an album called Rise and Shine. Many of the songs he's about to play are from the album. This is Ryan Oyer.
You know, it's funny, I've been doing this for 11 years, right? And there's rarely a song on my records that's just me and an acoustic guitar. And so to do this is really kind of cool, because considering, you know, I grew up listening to Noel from Oasis do acoustic versions of their songs, and that's what made me want to pick up a guitar in the first place, you know? And so it's cool to be able to do this. So I thank you guys. My name is Ryan Oyer. The song's called Carpenter's Son.
I was born a carpenter's son, West Detroit is where I come from. I made my way to Tennessee, and that's probably where they'll bury me. My Yankee mixed with Southern charm, John Lennon tattoo on my arm. Got a blue balloon that carries me. Got suns that shine so brilliantly. I'm a dreamer with my head up in the clouds. Keep my feet firm on this sacred ground. And I remember where I come from, 'cause I was born a carpenter's son. My father's feet, they forged the way. That's the path I strive to take. I got a sister for an angel too. She shines as bright as diamonds do. I won't leave this world more beautiful. Some might say I'm unusual, but I know I'm not the only one, 'cause I was born a carpenter's son. I'm a dreamer with my head up in the clouds. I keep my feet firm on this sacred ground. Now remember where I come from, and I was born a carpenter's son. I was born a carpenter's son.
This one's called Rise and Shine.
Rise and shine, wipe the sleep out of your eyes. Seize the day, don't let your dreams all fade away. Rise and shine, get up and see what can find. Catch the sun, arise and see your new day dawn. And I know you'll build rocket boys, hope I get to see you fly. If I ever show you anything, hope I see you rise and shine. Rise and shine, yeah, what is yours? And I get mine. Take your time and try your colors outside of the lines. Rise and shine all along the way of your climb. Shine your light, 'cause all that's yours will be alright. And life is what we make of it, you gotta give it all you've got. So let it get the best of you, it's coming for you, so lift off. And I know you'll build a rocket, boys, hope I get to see you fly. If I ever show you anything, hope I see you rise and shine.
Like doing B-sides, I love it. This song's called So Far So Good.
Don't mind being on my own. No one wants to spend a lifetime driving alone down a road till they find their own way back home. So come and sit with me a while. We could talk until we've lost all the count of the miles. I'll do what I can to make you smile. Things they're looking up for me. I've been stumbling around searching for some kind of peace. found it the second you smiled at me. So far, so, so far, so good. So far, so, so far, so good. So come on, let's run away. Keep on driving, we'll find us a better day. We'll find us a brand new place to play. We'll take turns at the wheel as we pass through this land of beg, borrow, and steal. We'll show all the world the love is real. And every town that we pass by, gonna call my name into every bright blue sky. Fall more in love with your eyes. And so far, so, so far, so good. So far, so, so far, so good. So far, so, so far, so, so far, so
good. This one's called Phoenix Rising. You rise up from your ashes, but you're gonna have to let yourself burn. Wipe the tears away from your lashes. Reach the point, no return. From the flames you'll face your freedom. From the cage you cast aside. If your broken heart's still beating, spread your wings now, learn to fly. You're a phoenix and you're rising. Come on and show them how you fly. To a brand new sun that's shining from the darkest soul of night. You're a phoenix and you're rising. Come on and show them how you fly. You're a phoenix, and now's your time to rise. Spark flies down from the heavens to ignite a brand new day. For the misfits and the broken that were left out in the rain. To the tired and the weary, even though your night is long. Your horizon storm is clearing. Sing until break of dawn. You're a phoenix and you're rising.
morning show, my fly to a brand new sun is shining from the darkest soul of night. You're a phoenix in your rising. Morning show, my fly. You're a phoenix, and now's your time to rise.
This is Scenic Roots. Our guest this afternoon from the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Public Library is Ryan Oyer. Ryan often plays solo shows, as he is this afternoon, as well as shows with his band. But this summer, he played a show of Beatles songs with a string quartet, the Somersault String Ensemble. They made their debut in the garden at the Chattanooga Choo Choo on Make Music Day. They have one more gig scheduled for August in the Ringgold Depot. Anyone who knows Ryan will attest that his twin musical passions are the Beatles and Oasis. So, as we often do, we began by talking about the Beatles. Okay, so push comes to shove. What's your favorite Beatles song?
What day of the week is it? I really like...
I tell you what, rather than answer that question, what's your favorite song by them to sing?
Lately, it's Dear Prudence. My favorite line in it is the "You are part of everything." Mm. You know, the sun is up, the sun is up, the sky is blue. No, wait. You're going to have to edit this.
That's Dear Prudence.
What is it? The birds will sing that you are part of everything. That's I love that, you know. Mm. And part of it is every morning, the first thing I do is go sit on the deck and I hear all the birds singing, you know, and it's nice to kind of get that reminder first thing that, you know, they're singing for you, you know.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare for a whole hour of Beatles songs, is that a challenge?
Kind of. When I initially had this idea, I messaged Stephanie and I said, I'm going to give you my dream set list. You pick what works for you best. And even she came back with some that she was like, I want to hear you do this. And I say that. She never said that. She chose some songs that I was like, wow, you know, and I think I hadn't thought about how they could sound with just a string quartet and me. Mm. 'Cause the only song I'm playing, I'm not going to give it away. But there's only one song that I'm playing guitar on. Bet you can't guess what it is.
It seems like their later period stuff would be easier to play with that kind of arrangement, right, than the earlier stuff.
Somewhat, you know, there's one tune that is an older tune that we slowed it down. You know, we kind of made it more of a ballad. And I'm interested to see how it turns out, you know. I think it's going to be really beautiful. So
it's a big project to just do one time. Are you going to do it again?
We are. We're going to do it August 14th. At the Ringgold Depot, which is where I am now. And so it's kind of, I've done Farm to Fork a couple times, but like, that's the only place in Ringgold that I play. And so it's kind of like a homecoming. Mm. I don't even play my hometown, you know, because there's not really a lot of places for me to play. I never get asked to play, the 1890s Day, the big festival. Maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. But, you know.
Maybe your music just doesn't fit 1890s.
It may not. It may not, you know. And I'm okay with that, too. I'm not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'm a butterfly, a thousand million miles away from you. And I'm about to spread my wings. No more a marionette tied up in twisted toys to play around with. Got no sway upon my strings. Strings are mine to play, and every chord's a tidal wave I send, aimed directly at you. And all I see, the light that's shining down on me from above, bright new sky. Collecting butterflies, holding them away from flight. Cause we all know cage birds won't sing. Was it all a dream? Somewhere floating in between, crossroad and my destiny. Looking for each sign is just a bit of killing time. And I'm about to spread my wings. And all I see, the light that's shining down on me from above, bright new sky. So you better run. You better hide. Cause here it comes. Here it comes. I'm a butterfly, a thousand million miles away from you. I'm about to spread my wings. Won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. Hey, the sun is up, sky is blue, it's beautiful. So are you, dear Prudence? Won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, open up your eyes. Dear Prudence, see the sunny skies. The wind is is low, the birds will sing, you were part of everything, dear Prudence. Won't you open up your eyes? Look around, round, round. Look around, round, round. Look around, dear Prudence. Just let me see you smile. The clouds will be daisy chain, so let me see you smile again, dear Prudence. Oh, won't you let me see you smile, dear Prudence. Won't you come out to play? Dear Prudence, greet the brand new day. Hey, the sun is up, the sky is blue. Won't you come out to play?
On Scenic Roots, live in the library, this is Ryan Oyer with his guitar in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. I hope you have a great and safe weekend. And I hope you get to see family and that you get to hug them. And just love on everyone. This is a song about a dream. Swear I've seen a glimpse of you in your mother's eyes, shining like a supermoon on the 4th of July. Patiently you wait for me to get it right. And honey, I'm still waiting too for nearly all my life. Someday you'll make your way into your mother's arms. But now I see you hanging from my wishing stars. And how I've wondered where and what and who you are. And when you come along, how you steal my heart. But maybe someday you'll be mine. Oh, my.
sweet darling Clementine. My finger waits for you to wrap yourself around, to do my best to always keep you safe and sound. I'll pick you up and dust you off should you fall down. And Clementine, I'll meet you in my dreams for now. But maybe someday you'll be mine. Oh, my sweet darling Clementine. Maybe someday you'll be mine. Oh, my sweet darling Clementine. May your eyes be filled with wonder, may your heart be filled with love, may your days be full of laughter, and with all you're dreaming of. May the sun keep all your skies blue, may the clouds all pass you by. May the moon smile down on you with stars that sing lullabies. May your blessings be divine. May your wishes all come true. May the doubt never cross your mind. How proud I am of you. May you find yourself your peace, son. May the love you bear be light. May you send a kiss from me when you kiss your mom goodnight. May the good Lord shine upon you. May you lend your helping hand. May all I meant to teach you someday help you understand. May you run with your ideas. May you follow all your dreams. May you borrow all the pieces that make up the best of me.
I'm also releasing a music video.
For the album?
For the album, Phoenix Rising. And we're going to, this is kind of off the record because it's not official, but my goal is to have almost like a mini music video film festival, all local bands. But like, so we show the video, then there's a live show, you show the next video. It's almost like the videos open for each other. It's just like a concert.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
So each band, you play their video and then they come and play behind
and
it.
Play it. And in my, why not? I'm going to attempt to, and I don't think it's that hard. Salter's great and can keep a beat and can keep in-ears and whatnot. But I think we're going to attempt to do it live to the music video. Like be a live band playing to the video that's on the screen that people are watching, but behind it, almost like the Gorillaz or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more of a kind of out there conceptually and... But I think it's worth a shot, and nobody has ever seen anything like this. Maybe, well, I say that I've never seen anything like this. So
the closest thing I can think of is when Amber and the band,
yeah, did, the Dark Side of the Moon, wasn't it? Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah. I did, yes, that was amazing. That was amazing. I saw that and. I was blown away by that show, you know. I love Dark Side of the Moon. Mm. I actually, like, since around college, when I found out that you could do that, when you could do start Dark Side of the Moon, play Wizard of Oz, and that, like, there were things that lined up and all this, and I just went, like, I have to check this out. And you know, the first time you see it, you're like, you're looking for things and you'll find looking for patterns and all this. And like, but then like the next couple times you see it, you're like, oh yeah, check this out. You know, like look, nudging the person next to you going like, watch this, you know, like it's kind of cool, you know, wait till you see this. I love it.
Well, talking about, you know, tech challenges and that kind of thing, kudos to you. I'm not sure there's been that many people who've made a record on an iPhone up to this point.
I'm sure there's got to be more than me.
But you don't hear about it very much.
No.
And
well,
it's not...
and I might be the only idiot that goes, yeah, I did this on an iPhone. Wears it as a badge of honor or whatever. It's what I had. You know, I've always been that way. I used to record songs on, we had this little karaoke machine, little cassette thing. Came with one microphone. Two microphones, two and two inputs. So I would get two cassettes, right? I'd start, and I learned how to do this in layers because you have to, whatever you record first has to be really loud, but you want that to be like almost buried. So like I had to think about what I recorded when I recorded it. But anyway, I would bounce back and forth between two tapes, and I would, like, you know, record just the same as I can do now, essentially, but I have tracks. I would...
So you can multitrack on the iPhone?
Yes, yes. In fact, when I did Phoenix Rising, because I'm not very organized when I record, it's basically just like, I'll get better at this, but... I just hit record, you know, and then the next thing. And so I start a new track and do the next thing. I ended up filling up, I think I found out you can do like 32 tracks on your iPhone. I mean, I found out because I ran out of tracks, you know, on Phoenix Rising at least. But, you know, there's little bits here and there that like in the intro and all this and like that sonically I heard one way, and so it needed to be on its own track so that I could like make it make sense to me. I'm sure it was a nightmare for Butch because he went through and, you know, he cleaned my tracks up as far as like I might have seven different guitar tracks, but they're not all playing at the same time, so that can be one track, you know, like as I was doing it, because I was literally writing the record as I recorded it too, you know, like I'm fleshing it out just in the room, you know, some of it, like Carpenter's Son I had written, Phoenix Rising I wrote in March, and then I went, okay, this is the thing I'm going to record. And then there was like Lullaby came second to last. I wrote the bookends of the record at the end. Like I had, you know, it was like a sandwich with no bread. Not that that's a problem. I mean, lettuce wraps are great, you know, whatever.
Why did you play Wonderwall?
I think because I hadn't recorded a version of it ever. And so as I was doing it, and like, I remember I was texting like my sister and some other friends, and I was like, I just can't do it. Like, it was also a challenge to me because why would I pick like a song that I absolutely loved, like when I was little, I say little, 12. And I've heard for ages and I've played it for ages, but like, do you know how hard it was to sit there and record yourself doing it, going like, it's not good enough, it's not good enough, it's not good enough. And I would do, I did like three or four takes of just me and the guitar. And then finally, I just decided that I was gonna let it go. And I was like, you know what, whatever happens on this next take, if I make it through it, that's the one. And literally that's the one. Once I let it go and stopped thinking about it and stopped putting pressure on it, you know, it was just...
Well, it's a nice take on it, I think.
But it's the second song I ever learned on guitar, too, and so...
But you slowed it down quite a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I tend to do that when I play live, I think. But today might not be a good example of that. I tend to kind of slow things down to, like, my pace a little bit, and so I tend to be pretty laid back for the most part, you know. I can be a bundle of nerves inside, but like, but I'll consciously slow everything down when that's happening, you know, so that I can be aware of it.
So do you plan to play the new album with the band at any point?
Yes, I do. The day that we do our music video, that'll be the first time the band plays. So you shouldn't miss it. It's going to be great.
So are you guys planning gigs for the rest of the summer and the fall?
Well, Megan's about to get married at the end of the month. And so I kind of, besides this Beatles thing that we're doing and the short film release, other than that, I kind of said, let's not sit down as a band and start doing anything until Megan gets married and then go, all right, what do we want to do? Where do we want to go from here? You know, because everybody's got their own projects going, and I am so all for that. Like, I'm getting to watch my favorite people from the audience, you know, some of my favorite people. And that's so cool, you know, and to cheer them on. Like, I'm so proud of Matt and Mike and Stephanie. And, you know, and Maggie, all of them. I'm so proud of them. And, like, I'm honored that they were in my band.
It's a good band.
It is a good band. We're a good little band.
That's really cool that Megan's getting married. That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of her.
She's a very sweet person.
Long time coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the way it seemed to me, too. From some distance. I don't know Megan very well.
Yeah.
So what about solo then? Are you planning to play solo gigs through the summer?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think, funnily enough, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but I got asked to play Dollywood, but I haven't heard from the guy. But I just got an email back from him that said that he was on vacation. And so hopefully I hear from him soon, because how cool would that be? Oh, and this is great. So this guy emails me on Dolly Parton's birthday and asked me to play Dollywood. But in the email, he says, in 2029. And I went, that's quite a ways away. I was like, I'm pretty sure my books are open. and he responded back, you know, it was a typo. But it was hilarious. And so we had a great...
I don't think even they booked that far ahead,
right,
surely.
Right. I was like, I think I can pull that off, sir. And but anyway, I, you know, it's one of those things that my mom would lose it. She would be like, "You're playing Dollywood," you know, like, "Get out of town." That's what my mom would say. And yeah, It's a cool thing.
It is a cool thing.
So we'll see what happens with that.
And that's yet another family connection in your music, because this album seems to me to be a celebration of family.
Oh, big time. Yeah. That's been the theme, you know, and it's my life, you know. It's Van's birthday was Monday, and that little guy just keeps me going, just keeps me smiling and keeps me like, I watch him and it just blows my mind. You know, I watch him play. I watch him grow. I get to do that. I get to be his dad. It's so cool. I love him. And same with Kai, you know, him and I are like, in this real, like, you know, he played drums on the record and that, and like, and we did the Tiny Desk thing together. And I said to him, I said, Kai, I'm either going to do Boxes or Rise and Shine. And I go, if I do Rise and Shine, do you want to play drums with me? And he goes, we're doing Rise and Shine. And so, you know, we had about 20 minutes by the time we got everything set up to make it happen. And if you watch on the YouTubes, we made it through, we did two takes. The first one, I forgot the lyrics because I was kind of, I was scattered. The second one, we stopped like midway through the song, also as a sound check so we could see how it sounded. Third take, all the way through. There's, you know, it's not perfect. It's raw. It's me and a 9-year-old playing drums, and he killed it. You hear it, like, it, you know, it's not perfect. It's rock and roll. He finds that pocket several times during the song. He also, like, if he gets off the beat, he gets right back on it, like it never happened, you know. And it's amazing, you know. That's not. I am so fortunate. We got to do that together. You know,
so maybe the Ryan Oyer family band at some point, huh?
Well, and you know, it's totally up to them.
It would be cool, though.
It is cool, but like, you know what? If my kids say let's play together, I'm gonna pick up a guitar. I'm gonna pick up a keyboard, whatever they want me to play. You know, that's, you know, it's fun. Don't let me die. Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yeah, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does. Yeah, she does. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. And from the first time that she really done me, ooh, she done me. She done me good. Well, I guess nobody ever really done me like she done me. She done me good. Don't let me down. Yeah.
don't you know it's gonna last? And it's a love that lasts forever. And it's a love that has no past. So don't let me die. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
So, something really cool about this tune. So during the pandemic, right, Rufus Wainwright sends out this thing to join him in the choir, right? And basically all you had to do was send in a video of yourself singing. But you had to, you know, it's got to be a choir, so everybody has to sing it. You know, there's like two parts. You don't get to just like do whatever you want with it, you know. And you have to sing it pretty much exactly as they give it to you. And you're singing the harmony. I'm one of those people on the YouTube video. I'm like, there was 5,000 of us or something like that. 1,500. There was 1,500 of us that sang with him. And I'm one of them. It's kind of cool.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Dev. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 With images, broken light, which dance before me like a million eyes, call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox, and tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 And sounds of laughter, shades of earth, are ringing through my open ears, exciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love, which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe. Jai Guru Deva. Cause nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Jai Guru Deva. Jai Guru Deva. Jai Guru.
Ryan Oyer, recorded on a Wednesday afternoon live in the studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga. The recordings that we make in the studio of primarily Chattanooga-based musicians and bands, although increasingly that is expanding to regional musicians from Nashville, from Georgia, from all over the area. People are coming to make sessions in the library because Sam just does such a great job of engineering and mixing these sessions. Sam Mensah is the executive producer for Live in the Library. He also manages the studio in the library. He is the engineer and the mix engineer also on these sessions. I am the executive producer for WUTC. I'm Richard Winham. We will be back with another session recorded live in the library here on Scenic Roots next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.